Choosing the right kind of model for machine learning. Imagine that you are a carpenter. What kind of tools do you think you will have loaded in your truck when you arrive at a worksite? You will probably have a hammer and a drill as well as a few different types of saws. You probably have a few planes and a good set of drill bits. If you know how to do your job, then you know when you will know the purpose of each of these tools, and you will know when each one should be used. Every single one of these tools serves a specific purpose. The drill can't do a hammer's job, nor would you try to cut something with a hammer. A data scientist who is looking to do machine learning will have his own set of tools, each serving a different purpose and designed for a different function. Depending on what kind of data you're using and what you want to find out, you will have to choose different algorithmic models to do the job. Statistical algorithms can serve several purposes. Some predict a value, like a regression model that predicts your income based on your years of education and work experience. Some models predict the likelihood of an event occurring, like a medical model that predicts the likelihood of a patient surviving a year or 2 years, etc. Other models sort things by placing them into different categories or classes, like a photo recognition software sorting photos of different types of dogs. Depending on the outcome you are looking for, you will need to have your statistical tool belt. You need to familiarize yourself with the technical skills of statistics. Also, you will have to know which tool you want to use and when to use it. Here, I have created a comprehensive list of the different kinds of statistical models that are very common in machine learning. To be able to write the code to build these models on your own, I recommend that you take some time to study in the programming language that you've chosen. But this list will give you an introductory understanding of each type of model and when they are useful. For machine learning to be effective, you must choose the right model and the model that works best and have relevant data for the model and the question at hand. Nowadays, especially with the use of the internet and digital marketing, there are certain questions that can't be properly understood without the use of data and machine learning that can analyze it. With machine learning and data science, you can keep track of your customers and their buying habits so that you can better adapt to their needs when they change. The better you are at interpreting your data, the more easily you will be able to identify trends and patterns so that you can anticipate the next change. Machine learning can be broken down into three different categories, each one containing several unique algorithms that serve different purposes. To start, we'll talk about the differences between supervised, unsupervised, and reinforcement learning.